Cavalera, Thursday, August 27th. This is not a small day. Alpha 4.10, Siege of Orison, just left the PTU and landed in Liv. And for once, we're going to take the time to talk about what's actually in it, because there's a lot. The patch dropped Wednesday evening, after a maintenance window that was announced ahead of time. Fresh characters start with 20,000 AUEC, and long-term persistence has been preserved, so no panic on that front. The main course is the return of Siege of Orison, completely rebuilt from the ground up. The old version is gone. The mission now runs on an on-demand instancing system, meaning a closed play space reserved for your group, up to 4 players. The CDF sends you in to retake Orison's Inspiration Park from the Ninetales gang, who, by the way, got a proper visual identity, from foot soldiers all the way up to bosses in custom armor. Combat is now purely FPS-focused, and good news for your sanity, respawn points are unlimited and no longer cost Medjool. Second big piece, a familiar face is back. Recco Battaglia, the former miner who lost part of a leg saving her crew, now hands out her missions in person from Levski. She handles logistics and puts out contracts for mining, scanning, and crafting, with unique blueprints as rewards. Loot has been completely overhauled, and for once it's in the right direction. Weapon caches now hold more than double their previous contents. Large attachments are becoming common, and rare caches can finally spawn a heavy machine gun with matching magazines. Trading at Wickelo also works differently now. Instead of gathering specific items, you need to craft exactly what the showroom posters are asking for. On the hardware side, a new lever-action rifle, the Arlington, a super-heavy armor set, the BULH-4, and a new heavy machine gun, the Vendetta, are all joining the game. And then there's the highly anticipated newcomer, the Kruger S-65 Stingray, the manufacturer's first medium fighter, which literally changes silhouette depending on whether it's landed, in flight, or in close combat. This release also closes out 479 bug fixes, including 47 targeting crashes and stability, and 17 exploits patched. Serious work under the hood. Speaking of which, let's talk about how CIG approaches those fixes. The studio published an article called Improving the Live Experience, laying out a shift in method. Rather than fixing bugs one by one, teams now tackle entire systems, the ones players rely on every single session. The article comes with a new video format, cameras placed inside real development meetings. The reception on Spectrum has been very positive, with several threads praising the transparency. On the roadmap, two new cards have appeared for Alpha 4.11, still listed as tentative, Nyx 2, a scorching planet with a heavy atmosphere, and Nyx 3, an ice giant with little to offer in the way of resources. Equipment retrieval improvements for ships have been pushed to that same version to allow for more testing. None of this is set in stone, these are internal targets. On the community side, the mood feels like a proper launch day. Genuine excitement about the content alongside some real fatigue on Spectrum over the pace of major patches, carried by a heavily upvoted thread that basically says, you can't keep doing this. Early bugs are showing up too, no surprise there. A super heavy armor that locks onto your character once equipped, pledge items vanishing with no way to reclaim them, inventory scrambled again. Nothing confirmed is widespread by CIG at this point, these are player reports. Over on Reddit, the tone is lighter, with jokes about a menu separator that's mysteriously off-center and genuine pride over Apollo triage modules finally displaying correctly. The Ship Showdown Elite 8 duel is also getting people talking, with one player already calling the Ironclad Assault a crushing winner over the MTC, a prediction worth taking with a grain of salt since the official vote is still open. On a more skeptical note, one thread takes issue with Squadron 42 communication not being transparent enough about the challenges being faced, a concern that keeps coming back. On the Ship Showdown, the tournament is entering its Elite 8 phase, and player votes will decide the final four. A backer-exclusive free-fly lets you test all 8 finalists in the air throughout the competition, and those who qualify will receive a special paint and challenge coin. The verse by the numbers, to wrap up, $1 million raised yesterday, and the total stays above $1.04 billion. That was Cavalera. Happy Patch Day, everyone, and fly hard, crash pretty.